is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Fort Worth Armory Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the second hour here in the GunBroker.com studios. On this Fort Worth Armory microphone, all of it presented by X Insurance. Let me start by thanking Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries host from Orlando, Florida, for jumping on the mic for me and freeing up some of my time as I travel in the beautiful state of Arizona for the remainder of this week. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you, Christopher. Great job as always. Guys, I'm going to cover some evergreen topics with you today in this hour, and again Thursday and again Friday. A number of issues popping up that really didn't make the cut previously. Some of them are breaking now. Smith & Wesson right now, I'm going to cover that. A very strong statement from the president and CEO, Mark Smith, under vicious attack by Baloney Maloney and the rest of the Democrats in Washington, D.C., that are just viciously attacking the firearms industry. We saw Daniel Defense and we saw Sturm Ruger being grilled as if they were somehow responsible for the actions of killers. And Mark Smith made a very bold statement. I'm going to cover that with you in just a couple minutes. Evergreen, in the sense, by evergreen, what I mean is I'm going to cover some topics that we can talk about at any time. It's not time sensitive. We could talk about this next week. We could talk about it in 6 months. We could talk about it yesterday. But as I'm traveling, it just gives me an opportunity this week to give you some information that I hadn't had a chance to cover with you previously. The Georgia gubernatorial race, just Tuesday, I believe it was, Brian Kemp secured an endorsement from Nikki Haley in South Carolina. That's a big deal, considering the dust up with Trump and so forth between Brian Kemp and Donald Trump, who has largely been he's been silent here in Georgia when his candidate lost the primary, which I expected to see and I hoped would happen, honestly. And I'll tell you why, because it is absolutely paramount that the state of Georgia keep Stacey Abrams out of the governor's mansion. It is absolutely paramount, not just because I'm a Georgia resident, but it is absolutely vital for the nation. I'll explain some of that in just a couple minutes as well, as among some other things for you. But let's get started with the Smith & Wesson issue today. This statement that was made on Tuesday, or that was released, I guess it was released on Tuesday, the 15th. Smith & Wesson, as you know, was one of four companies that were called to testify at that dog and pony show, scam, sham, Democrat, let's blame gun manufacturers for our policy failures that are getting our constituents in Democrat-run cities killed, and let's blame the AR-15 and the weapons of war and the assault rifles, which, by the way, are responsible for fewer deaths, combined with all rifles, than people being beaten to death with hands and feet and other blunt objects. Dare I mention that fact? But Smith & Wesson, under the gun, they did not show up to testify at that dog and pony show. Daniel Defense was there, of course, Marty Daniel, and Chris Colloy of Ruger was there, and they both did an outstanding job in the face of withering attacks from the Democrats. Mark Smith's statement was a very strong one and a bold one, and God bless him for saying this. So I'm going to read this to you, and we'll discuss it a little bit and why it's important. I think that will become glaringly evident as I read you the statement from Mark Smith, the president and CEO. But nonetheless, it's critical that we bring this to your attention, because this is not the end. The Democrats will never stop these attacks. And Mark Smith's statement is something that I would like to see come from just about everybody. So let's get into this a little bit in the first segment. A number of politicians and their lobbying partners in the media have recently sought to disparage Smith & Wesson. Some have had the audacity to suggest that after they verified after they have verified, excuse me, let me start that again. I'll get it out. I promise, Greg, don't push any buttons. A number of politicians and their lobbying partners in the media have recently sought to disparage Smith & Wesson. Some have had the audacity to suggest that after they have vilified, undermined, and defunded law enforcement for years, supported prosecutors who refuse to hold criminals accountable for their actions, overseen the decay of our country's mental health infrastructure, and generally promoted a culture of lawlessness, Smith & Wesson and other firearm manufacturers are somehow responsible for the crime wave that has predictably resulted from these destructive policies. But they are the ones to blame for the surge in violence and lawlessness, and they seek to avoid any responsibility for the crisis of violence they have created by attempting to shift the blame to Smith & Wesson, other firearm manufacturers, and you, ladies and gentlemen, law-abiding gun owners. Are you liking this so far? I am. And it is high time somebody with the profile of Mark Smith, the president and CEO of Smith & Wesson Brands, stood up and said this publicly. This was put out in a tweet. It is no surprise that the cities suffering most from violent crime are the very same cities that have promoted irresponsible, soft-on-crime policies that often treat criminals as victims and victims as criminals. Many of these same cities also maintain the strictest gun laws in the nation. But rather than confront the failure of their policies, certain politicians have sought more laws restricting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, while simultaneously continuing to undermine our institutions of law and order. Wow. I'm loving this, aren't you? And to suppress the truth, some now seek to prohibit firearm manufacturers and supporters of the Second Amendment from advertising products in a manner designed to remind law-abiding citizens that they have a constitutional right to bear arms in defense of themselves and their families. We'll go back to that in just a second. To be clear, a Smith & Wesson firearm has never broken into a home. A Smith & Wesson firearm has never assaulted a woman out for a late-night run in the city. A Smith & Wesson firearm has never carjacked an unsuspecting driver stopped at a traffic light. Instead, Smith & Wesson provides these citizens with the means to protect themselves and their families. We are proud of our 170-year history. We are proud of the commitment of our employees to making a quality product. We are proud to provide law-abiding citizens and law enforcement, our customers, with the tools to provide for their security and independence. We are proud of our responsible business practices. We will continue to work alongside law enforcement, community leaders, and lawmakers who are genuinely interested in creating safe neighborhoods. We will engage those who genuinely seek productive discussions, not a means of scoring political points. We will continue informing law-abiding citizens that they have a constitutionally protected right to defend themselves and their families. We will never back down in our defense of the Second Amendment. Listeners, let me make this very clear. I saw a headline on an aggregator site, I do not remember where it was, that said Smith & Wesson for the win. Okay? That was Smith & Wesson for the win. That was a direct statement leveled at every single hate-filled, rage-filled socialist moron that calls themselves a Democrat, socialist, masquerading as a Democrat, I should say, in Washington, D.C. The likes of Swallowell, the likes of Maloney, the likes of Schiff, the likes of Schumer, the likes of Pelosi, the likes of Maxine Waters. I could go on down the list because it's every single one of them. Every single one of them. And what Mark Smith just did was stuffed a sock in them. And he made it very clear. And this, I think it was the operative statement here. We will engage those who genuinely seek productive discussions, not a means of scoring political points. Do you know what that does? That removes every single Democrat, the likes of Murphy, the likes of Blumenthal. It eliminates them from any discussion whatsoever because they are not concerned with any productive discussion whatsoever. Not one. They are only concerned with, what did Mark Smith say? A means of scoring political points. This was, I can't think of a bolder statement made by the head of a gun manufacturer in the years that I've been doing this. This statement was spot on. Now, he didn't name names, but we all know who he's talking about. Every single Democrat in Washington, D.C. and across the land, in states like California, in states like New York, in states like Massachusetts, in states like Illinois, and I could go on down the list. Mark Smith, President and CEO of Smith & Wesson Brands. Well done. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Your Second Amendment rights are under attack like no other time in history, and the Second Amendment Foundation needs you to take action now. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have pledged to make taking away your Second Amendment rights a top priority through gun bans, gun confiscation, government regulations, and even a gun tax. They have aligned themselves with anti-gun activists like billionaire Michael Bloomberg and appoint radicals like Beto O'Rourke as the anti-gun czar. The fight begins now with your text of PROTECT2A to 474747. Text PROTECT2A to 474747 to pledge your support and become a Second Amendment first responder. Your right to own a gun and protect your family are on the line. Text PROTECT2A to 474747 and join the fight to protect your Second Amendment rights. Text PROTECT2A to 474747 to pledge your support and become a Second Amendment first responder.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my pillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues here in the GunBroker.com studios. That was a bold statement by Smith & Wesson. We're going to continue that discussion. I can't help myself. I've got a couple other things I want to say about that. Here in the Fort Worth Armory, the GunBroker.com studios on the Fort Worth Armory microphone, all of it presented by X Insurance. Please make it a point to support all of our partners. You can find every single one of them at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. I am just giddy over this statement by Smith & Wesson. It was brilliantly laid out, and I say it was unprecedented. The strength, I mean, the firearms industry has always fought back, but not enough. We've got to get out in their faces. We talk about this on Armed American Radio every single day. We've gone as far as saying, why are they selling guns to states that hate them? Why is Smith & Wesson in Massachusetts? Dare I ask that question? Take a page out of the playbook of our dear friend Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Firearms Group, who moved himself to Pennsylvania because he was sick and tired of being hammered by the state of New York, who hated his guns but loved his tax dollars. Smith & Wesson has been in Massachusetts since its beginning. What a change in the Northeast. I remind you, I used to live in Connecticut. I graduated high school in a beautiful little town called Simsbury, Connecticut. I'm dating myself. That was a long time ago. It was back in 1980. Been around a while. But we used to plink out in my neighbor's backyards. We used to plink with rifles. You do that today, your parents will be locked up. You will be thrown in a juvie place. You'll have a shrink all over you. How dare you play with a firearm? The Constitution state, Connecticut calls itself. They need to rethink that. Unbelievable stuff. And we ask the question, it's always angered me. Why are they there? Well, they have 170-year history. No question. Very difficult to pack up and go. Tough to leave. I mean, it's tough to do as an individual if you're ingrained somewhere. Your job is there. Your family is there. Your home is there. Your finances are there. Everything is there. It's tough to uproot yourself. But sometimes you've got to make a statement. You heard me on, was it Monday's broadcast of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right here on this microphone telling you that if my, I was having this conversation with Greg, you know that. I was having a conversation with Greg, just both off air and on air, about the fact that my wife and I have talked about it. If Stacey Abrams were to somehow pull off a victory in this state, which is bright red, by the way, the state of Georgia I'm referring to, and we're left with Ossoff, the socialist goofball he is, strangely, oddly, very silent right now, right? The Democrats have told him, I guarantee you, to shut his trap. Just shut up. We don't want to remind people you're there. We don't want to remind Georgians that you're there. Just be quiet and continue to do nothing so we can pour all of our efforts into Stacey Abrams. Warnock, on the other hand, is fending off a challenge from Herschel Walker. And it looks right now to be an uphill climb. But to get back to my comments with Greg and you on the program on Monday, my wife and I, she knows, if the city of Atlanta winds up controlling the rest of a very bright red, deeply conservative state, I'm out of here. I will not live in a blue state. I will uproot myself and I'll move back home to Florida or try to convince my family to go to Arizona with me, where I am right now. I would do that in a heartbeat. But I refuse to live in a state that hates me, wants to take my tax dollars to use it against me, wants to roll back, as Stacey Abrams has said, a decade and a half. I've been in the state of Georgia since 05. We've made some tremendous strides and are now a constitutional carry state. Wasn't always as fast as I'd like to have seen it, but we're there. And we continue to move the ball downfield. We have never taken a step backwards, and we have never compromised. Stacey Abrams wants to take that and roll it all back. So I've asked that question a lot. Why do places continue to do business with these companies or with these politicians? I don't want to hurt the good law enforcement officers of the New Jersey State Police, but if I own a firearms manufacturer, I'm not giving Murphy my product. That's just me. I wouldn't do it. There are other states that I will sell my product to. At some point, it becomes principle. Stop. Now, I don't run a large gun manufacturer. Maybe they have other reasons. Maybe it is that fact that, well, while we hate what the politicians are doing, we want to be able to provide the best defense possible for the law enforcement on the streets. But then we look at what law enforcement does to law-abiding citizens in those states. We go back to Brian Akins. Remember that case several years ago? Arrested for having guns in his trunk of his car on a move from Colorado to New Jersey, and they were there lawfully. New Jersey State Police locked him up and put him in Rahway State Penitentiary. He was serving a 7-year sentence before he was pardoned by the governor at that time, Chris Christie. I don't know that I want to be associated with people like that, or a department that would do that, or a state that would allow that. I don't want them to have my tax dollars. Smith & Wesson, in the tweet that they put out, and the tweet was fantastic. Amid an unprecedented and unjustified attack on the firearm industry, Smith & Wesson president and CEO issues strong statement. And I just read that to you, of course, in the previous segment. And one of the responses came back was Smith & Wesson should move out of Massachusetts. They hate you. We here in Oklahoma would love to have you, though. Well, Smith & Wesson responded to that tweet about 44 hours ago, if I do my math correctly. And in their response to that tweet, they sent him and replied back with one of their tweets from September 30th, 2021. We briefly touched on this. Big news. Smith & Wesson announces today that its headquarters and manufacturing will relocate to Maryville, Tennessee, a free state. So Smith & Wesson is doing what other manufacturers are doing and getting the hell out of places that hate them. It's real. It's happening. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And it needs more of it needs to be done. The Democrat politicians need to get hit right where it hurts, right smack in their wallets. We've got to quit feeding this massive beast that hates us. We saw Magpul out of Colorado. Same thing. Gun control? Push my buttons? Try to put me out of business? Hate my employees? But take my tax dollars to use it against me? I don't think so. Not around here, law dog. Great to see that this is in fact happening. And to be able to remind you of that on the heels of that very, very strong statement from Mark Smith, who, by the way, decided, I don't feel like playing with you Democrats today in Washington, D.C. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a large part of me that says, I wish you would have issued this statement to their faces instead of in a press release and tweeting it out. I would have loved to have seen that. I can promise you there would have been foot stomping. If I was watching it upstairs, somebody downstairs would have been screaming at me, hey, knock it off. Quit pounding on the floor. Because this is what we need more of. The industry needs to step up and stand up. And dare I say, stop doing business altogether. Smith & Wesson's not going to go out of business if they quit selling firearms to the state of New Jersey or to New York. No. Let the businesses that stay in those states continue to do business with them. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios. The traveling version today as I'm out in Arizona for the remainder of the week. Those of you who enjoy watching the video, I apologize. I'm unable to provide a video stream for you while I'm traveling around. So bear with me. I do apologize for that. But tune in, as you all do, on one of your radio stations or at armedamericanradio.com, where you can click listen live and enjoy the broadcast. And thank you for doing so. I appreciate it. We'll be back on video on the MonsterCast coming up in just, 4 days. Today is Wednesday, so you can do the math. The Smith & Wesson thing, love that. Absolutely love that. Eat that up. I want to see more of that. I want to see, you know, guys, I got to tell you, before I get on to the next topic, I have to go back to this for a second. Because I have laid blame for a lot of what is happening in this country, obviously, on the mainstream media and the Democrats. No question about it. The mainstream media, I can put the blame for just about everything at their feet. because they are literally in the tank and destroying the psyche of the nation. But I've also, I'm man enough to admit that I personally, and I think you, if you're man or woman enough to admit, also bear some responsibility here. As I've often said, we allowed this nonsense to happen. We continued to buy their crap. We continued to sit in the movie theaters. Did we pull our kids out of school? My daughter goes to Kennesaw State University in Guntown, USA. Very friendly place for firearms. Very conservative school, too. So I love that. I don't feel that need. Is she going to run into one or two goofball professors? No doubt about it. They infected academia. They're everywhere. But as a general rule, it's not a Harvard or a Yale where everything they do is woke, including the food they eat, and everything's worried about carbon emission, all this other nonsense. We bear responsibility there. Those of you who have kids that went to those schools that kept your kids there, bear responsibility for that. It's just a fact. And your kids were fed a very healthy dose of liberal, progressive, socialist, Marxist, communist ideas that some of them are going to take. I have family members, one in particular, who I watched go from a staunch conservative, born and raised in a very conservative home, to right now a whacked out lunatic communist socialist liberal after spending 4 years in California. It happened right before my eyes. Not welcome for dinner. Not having you. And if you heard Neil McCabe, if you can't even have dinner with them, how are you supposed to have a country with them? So we bear some of this responsibility. We allowed this to happen. And what we need is more strength like this from Smith & Wesson. And we've got to put our money where our mouth is. We've got to get up and go. None of this, now, you know, you hear liberals all the time, I'm going to leave the country if Donald Trump. They're all still here. They're all still here. Smith & Wesson, out. Carr, out. Magpul, and many others. Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, picking up firearms manufacturers like crazy. I think the, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, forgive me, but I believe Georgia is in the top 10 now for firearms manufacturing. That's a beautiful thing. We welcome those businesses here. Florida does too. Caltech down there in Florida and a number of others. They're business friendly, and this is where we've got to start. We've got to start doing these things like Smith & Wesson doing. I'm telling you, hats off to Mark Smith for that. That was wonderful. I'm eating that up. Let me switch gears over to that idiot Beto O'Rourke. I kind of got to go here. Our good friend Stephen Gutowski at The Reload. If you guys haven't joined over at The Reload, I did. I think it's like $7.95. I was one of the original over there, and I think it's $7.95 or it's $10. It's worth the spend. Believe me when I tell you this. Beto ad touts commitment to protect our Second Amendment. His poll shows 10-point deficit. You can't make this stuff up if you try. Democrat nominee for Texas. We played you the audio earlier in the week where he called somebody who laughed at his over-the-top description, his lies about an AR-15 and its capabilities, when he got laughed at his little goofball town hall, whatever the hell it was he was doing. What happened? Somebody chuckled. He said, it may be funny to you, MF-er, but it ain't funny to me. This is a guy railing on taking your stuff, literally taking your stuff. That's a threat. That's a politician threatening a free American citizen. I'm going to take your stuff. His famous quote, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. No, Beto, you're not. Because I ain't giving it to you. There are some FUDs out there that likely would, but the vast majority of us will never give you our guns, ever. Now, he's trailing 10 points in the polls. It's bad. He doesn't stand a chance. I'm going to tell you that right now. However, sorry, I hit my mute button there. That was an accident. That's not going to stop him from switching gears again. What is this, like the third or fourth time he wants to tell you that he respects the Second Amendment? How stupid do you have to be to buy in to Beto O'Rourke and anything that comes out of his mouth at this stage of the game? Now, I would say at any stage of the game because he's a Democrat and I trust no Democrat ever, particularly when they're in a position of power. Now, he's not yet. Could he be? He's running for the governor of the great free state of Texas. Imagine what this guy could do to the state of Texas if he had a friendly legislature. Imagine a Sheila Jackson Lee somewhere helping him along. Imagine the damage the Democrat. Look at this, what we're talking about. The damage that him as, that he as a Democrat could do to the state of Texas. It's mind-boggling. But it's real. There's a supporter in a video that in his pro Second Amendment video. I can't play it for you now because I'm traveling. We'll play it on the Sunday show. In the video, she said, coming from a conservative town and a very conservative family, I still have people in my ear that fear-mongering that in my ear fear-mongering that he was coming for our guns. And I very much bought into it, she said. However, according to Stephen Gutowski, and according to the video and her statement, she changed her mind because O'Rourke said he supports gun rights. So this is the level of stupidity. If you want to see it in action, here it is. I ask you all the time, how stupid do you have to be to buy into this stuff? That's how stupid you have to be to buy into this. Well, he said so. And because he said so, it must be true. Beto O'Rourke now all of a sudden supports the Second Amendment. We got the clip that we play on the out of this program all the time. Joe Biden. This might surprise a lot of people, but I support the Second Amendment. No, you don't. You never have. You never will. She said, I heard tonight Beto out of his own mouth say that he wants to protect our Second Amendment, but have reasonable and responsible gun legislation, this woman, Victoria, said in the video, and that he wants to prioritize the lives of children. Here we go. It's always about the children. Who's he reaching out to there? Soccer moms in the suburbs. Some of them happen to be named Victoria. Well, he said it, so it must be true. You have got to say, you have to tie a weight to yourself to sink to this level of ignorance and stupidity. I don't know of any other way to describe it. He said it. I'm from a conservative town and a conservative family, but, right? You can hear the but. I support the Second Amendment, but Beto said he supports the Second Amendment. He said it came out of his own mouth. He wants to protect the Second Amendment, but every single time you see the but or however, you don't support anything you're talking about. Now, this woman, too stupid to understand that. Too stupid to understand that. This again, this is the level that we have to sink down to buy into this. Who buys into anything ABC, NBC, so they can CBS tells them anymore? It's impossible to do. But there are people by the millions that do. Stephen reminds us, and I'm getting ready to take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion and move on to a couple other issues. But Stephen reminds us that the ad comes amidst a new poll from the Dallas Morning News and the University of Texas at Tyler, who have Beto O'Rourke down by 10 points. He's losing, and he's going to continue to lose. We'll be back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios, the second hour of the program winding down. Hard to believe we're in the fourth segment already, but it happens every day. I don't know why it's hard to believe. I know Greg feels the same way. Even though I can't talk to him right now, I know he's shaking his head with me. Mark Walters on the Fort Worth Armory mic with you. Make sure to check out Fort Worth Armory. It's 3W.WWW.Fort. Spell it out. F-O-R-T. FortWorthArmory.com. Buy some ammo from them like I do. Support the businesses that support this voice on the nation's airwaves. We are growing. We are growing like a weed, and we are able to do so because of fantastic businesses and a lot of them young entrepreneurs who are supporting this business, the business of the Second Amendment, and giving you the facts and the truth at the mainstream media and a perspective that you won't get anywhere else from mainstream press. Not going to happen. So support the businesses. If you need some ammo, in particular some .223 or some 9mm, head over to FortWorthArmory.com. Yeah, you're going to pay shipping. Big deal. You're supporting the right to keep and bear arms. You know, you save $5 somewhere else, maybe. Support the right to keep and bear arms, okay? And believe me, this is coming from, I support my local gun shops as much as possible. But I support the businesses that support this broadcast as well. I'm no different than you. I use the same promo codes that you do. Speaking of promo codes, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR and get all those discounts and support Mike because he supports the right to keep and bear arms. We've had a fantastic relationship with them for going on the better part of a decade now. Remarkable. You guys have really shown your support for AAR by using those promo codes. We appreciate it very much. I was telling you earlier in the week on Monday, we moved our daughter into her first apartment, and she was loaded down with my pillow stuff. I use the same promo code. HeavensHarvest.com. If you don't have the food yet, I got to ask why. It's peace of mind. Get it. As prices continue to rise, believe me, this is something you want to have in your pantry somewhere. Shelf life of 25 years, fantastic food. The freeze-dried fruit, we eat them like snacks at the house. Kids eat it like crazy, particularly the pineapple. It's really, really good stuff. Use the promo code AAR, get free shipping. Clayton Llewellyn and the family will ship it to you for free. Use the promo code CASE, C-A-S-E, and get the Pelican pistol case shipped to you for free. You can find all of our amazing partners at armedamericanradio.com, not the least of which is X Insurance, that presents this program to you 6 days a week on hundreds of radio stations around the nation. Call them. Talk to them. We make it easy for you. Visit them at armedamericanradio.com. Click on the banner, and boom, we've done the work for you. We'll take you right where you need to go to start that discussion. Have a business. Have some toys. Need some gap coverage. Need a true umbrella policy. I'm talking real insurance here. Need homeowners. Need to cover an event. X Insurance has you covered. They present the program. Love on them. We do here. They cover me on all kinds of stuff, including my freedom, and they can cover your freedom as well, too. There's no better company out there. AM Best A-rated. Georgia gubernatorial showdown. Kemp lands endorsement of South Carolina's Haley. I pulled this up yesterday. Obviously, this is near and dear to my heart because I live in the state of Georgia, no doubt. But it's more important than that. The nation cannot stand a Stacey Abrams in the governor's mansion in this state of Georgia. It cannot happen. Now, I've had people tell me I'm nuts, but I disagree with I am nuts. Okay, but in this particular case, what I'm about to tell you, I believe with all my heart and soul can happen and is being talked about in Washington, D.C. There's no question about it. Let me make this very clear. All of this is based on the fact that Joe Biden is not going to run for office. He will not be mentally capable to do it. He's not capable to run the office right now. We all know that. He shakes hands with air. He forgets he shakes hands with Schumer and tries to shake hands again. Looks like a buffoon. America can be summed up in one word. The guy's an idiot. And he makes it clear every day, every time he opens his mouth. He's got aides keeping him out of public view for that very reason. He falls off his bike. Okay, the guy's old. He should just go home and retire. End of discussion. I wish nothing bad on him. Just go home and retire and get out of my hair. Simple as that. I don't want to see you on my TV anymore. Do the nation a favor. You're destroying the country. Go. But that's a whole. See, I just go down that rabbit hole. I apologize. I digress. I believe that what I'm about to tell you is being discussed in Washington. Stacey Abrams, as you know, I don't have this. There's no trickery going on here. She is the Democrat darling. She is what they believe to be the future of the party. The Democrats will pour hundreds of millions of dollars more as we get closer to November into getting her elected. As a resident of this state, I've watched the shenanigans going on down here for far too long, over 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in the making prior to her first failed bid. And what we saw go on with the presidential election, we saw it with our own eyes in this state. We watched her build her network of cheat. And they got away with it. Stacey Abrams must be kept out of this office because here's what they're talking about. Imagine if she gets into office in the state of Georgia. Biden doesn't run. Kamala Harris is completely incapable of even running. She has no leg to stand on. So I'm getting ready to tell you that I do believe, and I believe they're talking about this in Washington, let's do everything we can to get Stacey Abrams elected. She becomes a sitting governor after January 2023. She's now the governor of the state of Georgia. Who better to replace Kamala Harris than a sitting Democrat darling they love, another socialist, communist, Marxist, Stacey Abrams, to replace her? Biden doesn't run. Stacey Abrams then runs for president after she replaces Kamala Harris as VP. Can you see that happening? I can see that happening. Absolutely can see that happening. In fact, they don't even have to replace Kamala Harris. They don't even have to do that. Although I believe that would be in the Democrats' best interest because she's a buffoon. And if they really love the socialist Marxist Stacey Abrams, why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they replace someone who has no chance of carrying the torch? Of course they would. It's got to be being considered. But they don't even have to go that far. Joe Biden decides not to run. Stacey Abrams now runs as a sitting governor of the state of Georgia in 2024. It's a slam dunk. However, if we knock her out down here, she's finished politically. She's done. Two failed gubernatorial campaigns in the state of Georgia, she's done. She's toast. And that's what has to happen in this state. She has vowed to roll back a decade and a half of gun legislation that we have passed in this state that has made Georgia one of, and I could argue, one of the top three most gun-friendly states in the country. I could argue and do it safely and likely convince you that Georgia is more gun-friendly than Arizona. You want a quick example of that? I'm in Arizona. I've seen more no guns allowed signs in the state of Arizona in a 2-mile stretch than I've ever seen in 15 years in Georgia. Think about that. I know, right? But it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, we need help in Georgia keeping her out of the governor's mansion. Obviously, we're going to talk about this as we get closer and closer and closer to November. But for now, I'm going to close out the broadcast with this. I just want you to think about those things. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day, as I will certainly do here in the beautiful state of Arizona. We're conducting business for you that will become evident for you on the armedamericanradio.com website in the very, very near future. That's why we're here in Arizona wrapping up some of that business. Enjoy the rest of your day today. Stay safe. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Armed American Radio Network.
I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my pillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.